This recording, Switzerland 24, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, she was a woman with a juice waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering for a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that inchy juice began to strut around her office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The juice owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma Coma, which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the juice's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she had missed and administered either. Her offers were not futile. In no time, the ghost began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the ghost, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her ring side. Then Sarah confirmed that vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. So Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I would love to become a surgeon because I'm interested in medicine since I'm 2 or 3, so my mom is a doctor and I would love to study medicine at the University of Zurich, and my hobbies are tennis and handball, and yeah, I play tennis once a week and handball twice a week, or 3 times per week if I have the time, and I also go to singing lessons and the choir of the school. And yeah, I'm the biggest fan of America and I love speaking English, but as you can hear, it's not so good as it should be. And yeah, I'm gonna make an exchange year next year, and so after that my English is gonna be better. And yeah, also ja, ich gehe sehr gerne ins Hottingen, ich habe nicht die Lehrer, mein Lieblingsfach ist Englisch und Biologie habe ich auch sehr gerne. Wie ich schon gesagt habe, möchte ich sehr gerne Medizin studieren an der Universität und ja, ich möchte meine Maturarbeit sehr wahrscheinlich auf Englisch schreiben über den Unterschied von Amerika und Schweiz mit dem Aspekt Ethik und Ökologie.